Begin to pick up on what he enjoys. What do you enjoy?
I revel in friendships that grow deeper through the years. I get high on improvisational road trips. There's nothing quite like carving into a freshly chopped coconut with a spoon. Cindy prefers to sip tea in the morning, and I go for coffee. We both love Indian curry and relish Thai food. I don't know what kind of food God likes, but I know that He enjoys faith. From God's perspective, faith emits the sweetest, most beautiful aroma in all of His creation. This book is about faith. You won't be reading about an intellectual sort of faith, so much as a faith that reveals itself through attitudes, decisions, movements, and actions. This kind of faith doesn't necessarily draw us to places like Africa and Asia, but it always carries us beyond ourselves. This book is centered in the awakening of faith, when the chains and barriers that paralyze a person are broken, and that person rises up in response to the Spirit of God and is set free to breathe God's life into our world. It's what I call faith at the edge. Faith at the edge. These four words remind me of the day my college roommate Eric and I were about to explore a sunken warship that lies off the coast of Bali. I had pored over a book about scuba diving and sailed through a written test. I was able to quote the rules of diving and had memorized the hand signals to communicate underwater. Now I faced only one slight problem. I'd never actually worn scuba gear. I stared down into the choppy ocean and regretted my decision to try this. The deep looked up at me and opened its giant mouth, as if poised to eat me for lunch. Someone behind me was telling me to step over the edge. Scuba diving involves three actions that logically do not belong together: hoisting an enormous metal tank onto your back, strapping it around your body, and plunging into a watery abyss. Not wanting to reveal to the others how terrified I had suddenly become, I jumped. As I sank into the depths, my soul was jolted by a surge of fear, followed by a desperate craving for the surface. I felt as if I were chained to a millstone. Glancing up, I noticed the sky sinking away. I thought, I don't want to die just yet. In a primal state of panic, I actually considered unbuckling myself from the apparatus. No, wait. I had to trust the book. The book said, never stop breathing. I realized that I was breathing after all. This wasn't so bad. I was floating, suspended effortlessly in a wide open space. All the days of my life, I had been bound to the ceiling of the water. Now, though, I was free to experience what it really means to swim. This was swimming beyond the edge. Here, on the far side of fear, was a freedom I had never dreamed possible.